23 hours.
Convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs, or your branch. Also, with FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 360 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat and the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Pombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Proper Pombon Radio News. At 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio. Construction of a shelter at Railside Market in George Compound elites traders. CCPC warns the businesses against exploiting consumers through misleading Black Friday promotions. In African news, soldiers seize their power in Guinea-Bissau and detain the president. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The construction of a market shelter at Railside Market in Lusaka's George Compound has elated traders at that market. In an interview with a Kumbon Ready News crew that visited the area, the traders have stated that this will enable them to conduct business in a conducive trading environment. They further explained that the construction of a shelter has come as a relief to traders who have been trading in the open for many years. The traders have since urged their fellow traders to look after the facility and guard against vandalism.
Kanzera bwino mfuni katilisi wangalako omozizi la munga mwema tupangila shota so.
Takondwe la mani pari shota ewa panga. Tangizira kari tuenzo wangala pa zuba tuangala kulibe kumvera zuba mwabwino mwamele mkita fresh air.
Hau tunamvera bwino market ya mwema tupangila hii. Pia mikila tutokoza maningi. Kwa tenzo loke wanamvula munga mwamele mwawonela hapa. so tia mikila maningi ziko mubatirize na wena angu baka wakini mangire so chati
so mende hapa tanzela buino famine watirisi zila maketi yati eero wantu kugula mapa bazambo grabe buino kwa hili narengi sezoni bishope buino bazambo mila kwa mshia utawani makastomo bazambo ngena.
Residents of John Wood in Mukushi district have raised concerns over the prolonged lack of electricity and limited access to clean water in the area. Speaking on behalf of the community, Chibuye Lupepela stated that the area has been without electricity for a significant period, causing numerous challenges for residents. Lupepela has since appealed to the government to urgently extend electricity to the area and drew boreholes to provide residents with a reliable source of clean water. A civic leader in Munkolo ward of Kanyama constituency in Lusaka has assured residents that he will ensure that more police posts are built in order to curb the escalating crime levels in the area. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Evans Kaliko stated that there is need to beef up police presence in the community in order to ensure the safety of residents in Kanyama and other surrounding communities. Mr. Kaliko has disclosed that he has since engaged the area member of parliament, Monty Chinguli, and they have agreed to construct another police post to cater for the growing population of people in Kanyama constituency. He has since assured residents that he is working hard to ensure that his ward is secure from crime and other bad vices.
I know you have so much expectations from me as your leader. I can assure you that together with you and me, we shall work together and we shall deliver. The whole lot of Munkolo ward, we only have one police post. So there's need also to put up a police post somewhere in Makeni. That plan is already there and we shall deliver that.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, CCPC, has cautioned businesses against exploiting consumers through misleading Black Friday promotions, warning that offenders risk heavy penalties. In a statement that issued to Comborn Ready News, CCPC Executive Director Eunice Piri Hamawa said the commission has in previous years recorded an increase in unfair trading practices during the Black Friday period, including fake discounts, misleading advertisements, disclaimers, and the sale of defective or expired products. Mrs. Hamaya noted that while Black Friday offers an opportunity for businesses to sell goods and services at discounted rates, some traders take advantage of the consumers by falsely claiming price reductions that do not exist. She cited cases where products are listed at the same price prior to Black Friday are later advertised as being discounted, a practice she described as deceptive and intended to entice unsuspecting consumers. The CCPC Executive Director has since urged consumers to remain vigilant by comparing prices, understanding refund policies, checking warranties, and being cautious of hidden charges and misleading information. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twatotela, sikomo, situpesi, twasanta.
Be a part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.